not entirely large morning show, more like mid-size morning show in the afternoon. Janet Carney filling in. Dan Strauss is here, though, so there is some sense of normalcy to this drive home for you. Children's Miracle Network Radiothon continues, as we have done all day, and we have the Itner Architect phone bank downstairs. Several ladies there that were busy during the break, but it looks like it's quieted down, and we certainly don't want to see that. They have given us a goal during this broadcast of 55 phone calls.
Yeah, right? That's what they came up and said. We want 55 phone calls. So Zach's here to help us.
And not just calls of, hey, I'm AM in the PM.
No.
That's terrific every other day. Or, Frank, you're so funny. He never gets tired of those. Yeah. But what we need is your money. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. Children's Hospital, Cardinal Glenn, and two nonprofit hospitals. And I don't think people realize how extraordinary it is to have two hospitals of national recognition who are dedicated to just working with children. It's very unusual. We have them here. Both of these hospitals are nonprofit. They do not turn families away for inability to pay. And, you know, that money's got to come from somewhere. And it's because of things like this and the Children's Miracle Network stepping up to help out. And for you to do your part to call out and help, too, is why we can do that. So call the Itner Architect phone bank now, 855-776-5437. 776-5437. Please give us a ring. We were talking to Zach earlier and ran out of time during the news, and thanks for sticking around.
No problem.
Are you going to charge us more for this, or is this all included?
No, it's all inclusive.
In your appearance fee?
No, they don't even pay me, but it's okay.
Before we hit the news break, we were talking a bit about the medical maladies that have beset you, and one would know it just talking to you and your positive disposition, which I hope one iota of would rub off on the man sitting next to you.
Yeah.
But three diagnoses of cancer. You were in high school.
Yeah.
And the truth, the sobering truth of it is, with 170 plus kids that will be seen here today, one of them will get the news that you received.
Yeah.
They've got cancer.
It's a crazy realization. But kind of in my life now, I look back for inspiration in my own life at like what I've been through. And when I look back, it constantly directs me on and showing me where I'm going with my future. I don't believe that people in general are given sufferings or struggles in their life not to learn from them or gain opportunity from them. And I think my life is a perfect example of that. I mean, someone who, like me, who's had cancer three times, and so many people will come up to me and be like, oh, poor Zach, you had cancer. I feel so sorry for you. I'm sorry they had to go through something like that. And those are the people that I'm like, well, no, if it wasn't for cancer, Zach wouldn't be Zach. If it wasn't for cancer, Zach wouldn't be a part of an amazing organization like Children's Miracle Network. Zach wouldn't be sharing his story with so many people to inspire them to give their money, because Zach is proof that their money is actually working. And that's why I do what I do, because I want to go out into the community and help kids who have, are, and will be going through what I've already been through.
They don't teach you this at SLU, do they?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Good grief.
And people will come up to me and be like, how are you so happy, man? Like, there's so much going on in the world. There's so much that's gone on in your life. How do you stay so positive through everything? And I look at it as my life is, life is happy because you look at the blessings and the opportunities that you have in your life. And I have completely been poured over with those things in my life. Children's Miracle Network gives me so many opportunities to share my story. Children's Miracle Network has allowed me not only to have an experience at the hospital, just like the kids that are in there now have, but I'm able to take my story and share it with people, which is an amazing thing, and it's something that I want to do the rest of my life. So.
Have you ever been able to sit down one-on-one and talk with a kid that say 10, 15 years old, somewhere in there, and kind of share your experience?
Yeah, actually, freshman year, Children's Hospital reached out to me asking if I would do write a letter to a kid. I didn't know his name. I didn't know how old he was, saying, just talking about your experience, because he's going through something similar to what you went through. And I wrote the letter all in my own words, and I wrote it to him as if he was a little bit younger than me. Mm-hmm. Turned out he was about the same age as me. And then they wanted to do a commercial. It was aired in movie theaters and stuff like that. But basically the idea of the commercial was I was reading my letter back to him, and they videotaped me doing some other things while I read it. And then they videotaped him reading the same letter back, and it was called One Note. And it was basically Children's Hospital's campaign to raise money for their hospital, because obviously Children's Hospital is a nonprofit, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. And they don't turn kids down because of their inability to pay. So what Children's Miracle Network does is all the money that they're raising is going to Children's Hospital and Cardinal Glennon, which are both extremely amazing hospitals. And whether the money pays for a new research facility, whether it pays for the child to receive the treatment that he needs to get through what he's going through, whether it's to buy a toy, whether it's to renovate anything, the money goes to a lot of different things. It's not just research. It's not just the facilities. It's everything. And these two hospitals, they're all about the family. It's not just the kid. It's about accommodating the family so that they feel like they're at home and that they're not going through such a terrible thing that they are, which is really awesome, because when you're in the hospital, it can be extremely depressing, especially for the family. So they try and make it more like home there, and they definitely do that extremely well.
Man, we're gonna hook you up with Todd over here, who's the director of marketing, because you need a marketing job. You need to get on the circuit and do some motivational speaking and all this other stuff.
I get told that a lot.
You can make tons of money. Tons of money doing motivational speaking.
How'd you like to produce a radio show? Let's just cut to the chase.
You can do that too.
Well, if that means I get to take your job, I guess.
Zach, you're here. Yeah. And I wouldn't do that to you, buddy. I would not do that.
Don't do that.
You have been truly an inspiration to so many, and we've just had a chance to meet you, and you have certainly done that for us. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, no
and
problem.
And you're welcome on the day off of school, by the way.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be here. For all of you guys, I'm going to say something really fast. For all you guys that are listening, I know there's a lot of those misconceptions that you're donating to a cause and the money that you're donating isn't actually going to the cause. I've been a part of Children's Miracle Network since 2005, and I've personally seen so many miracles where Children's Hospital's money is actually making a difference in the community. And when you just, whether it's $20 a month and 66 cents per day, whatever that you donate, I don't care if it's $10, $5, $100, or $1,000 that you're donating, every single penny is going to these two hospitals and is directly impacting your community that you live in. And I think that's an extremely powerful thing, because so many people believe that they can't make a difference. And it's something as simple as calling in for 2 minutes and 30 seconds of your life, and you can change the whole course of somebody's life, like me. And then those kids are going out because they're able to survive their cancer, and they get to come out and be the kid that I am. They get to come out and share their stories so that they can help the kids that are behind them. Because we're the generation fighting for the next. And that's what it's about, because we're sponsoring miracles, because I was able to receive treatment in these hospitals because of organizations like Children's Miracle Network that fund it. So I believe that it's my job, because I received help, to go out and do the same thing so that kids behind me can receive treatment and be able to be the miracle to somebody else.
Good point, Zach, and points that Dan and I were supposed to be making. So you're kind of stepping on our work here.
No, he's unbelievable.
So
I say Zach for president. The hell with the other ones that are running.
Do you have to use vulgarity in front of the young man?
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's a high schooler. He's never heard anything like that.
No, I'm a pure soul.
Thank you, Zach, for coming in. We also have a challenge. During the break, we'd like to get at least five calls for Zach. Not that money's going to Zach, but
no, it's
more than
in
that.
His honor, call the Inner Architect phone bank, 855-776-5437. That's 855-PRO-KIDS. That will get you through to operators that are not nearly busy enough.
And if you want to talk to me, I'll head downstairs and
I already said goodbye to you.
I don't care.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said I don't care.
Oh.
He said he's going to go downstairs and answer
phones. If you guys want to talk to me on the phone, ask me any question you want. I'll be down there.
You'll go down, tell some jokes, keep them clean.
Whatever they want.
All right.
I don't know clean jokes.
Perfect.
All right, so call up and hear the Girl from Nantucket poem from Zach, 855-776-5437. That's the Inner Architect phone bank. And thank you again, Zach. And
thank you so much.
Continued success. And after meeting you, I'm not worried about your future at all.
I'm not either. You're an inspiration.
Awesome.
You really are an inspiration.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Completely different story. So.
Yeah.
My mom would probably tell you to stop telling me all those things because she says my ego is big enough. But
yeah, well. Yeah.
We talked to your mom on Wednesday, and she's extraordinary, too. It must be something you guys are eating in the house.
I don't know.
Or something, but it's working. So phones are ringing.
Phones are ringing.
Happy to see that. And one way you can help out besides just a regular one-off donation, you could become a KTRS Miracle Maker with a donation of $20 a month. Or more, that would be terrific, too, because that helps them figure things into the budget. And, again, families show up here. Lots of families show up here and at St. Louis Children's Hospital needing attention, needing services, needing medications that quite often they can't afford. In fact, here's a sobering number, which is why, in part, we're here, $475,000 children serviced between these two hospitals in 1 year's time. So the need is great. That's why we have all the phones. Let's get them ringing. Again, the Itner Architect phone bank is 855-776-5437. John Carney along with Dan Strauss. It's the medium-sized morning show in the afternoon.
It is.
And Colin Jeffrey, I believe, also waiting in the wings, a feature regularly heard on this broadcast. And he comes back to join us. Colin, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, John?
Good. Oh. So, you know.
And Dan. Sorry.
Well, Hello, Colin. Hello. Zach's going down to, if anyone wants to talk to Zach, he'll be down at the phone banks.
Hey,
here,
Zach was here and really inspirational. Now let's go to Schlappy, the movie reviewer. Let's do that now.
Zach's working the funny bone this weekend.
Exactly.
All right, movie man, is there anything remotely to get excited about at the theaters?
Well, if you like, this is not a big blockbuster week. Batman vs. Superman is still the big blockbuster. But there's a movie that I was kind of surprised by this week called Born to be Blue, and it is a story of Chet Baker, the, I guess, jazz saxophonist and vocalist. We'll call him jazz, so that's mostly what he did. And it stars Ethan Hawke, and that's someone that I was kind of surprised to see him in this, because he hasn't done much in quite some time that was any good, really. His last really big movie was Boyhood in 2014, and so it's been a couple years since that, not a whole lot before that.
Well, we had Clint Eastwood's Bird that featured the story of Charlie Parker, and Clint Eastwood, fine movie maker, decent film, but if you're not a jazz fan, it didn't really hold much for the general population. So do we run into that here if you're not a jazz fan?
I think if you're a jazz fan, you will appreciate this more, because most people, when they think of jazz, will think of like Coltrane or Davis or Gillespie, someone like that. And this is someone who's, I'd argue, almost as influential, but maybe less known anymore. So it helps if you're a jazz fan, but it stands on its own. It does a good job. And it's a stylized take on when he revitalized his career there in the 60s. Starts off, Chet Baker was an awful heroin addict, and like an epically bad heroin addict, but somehow produced amazing music through all of his time. And this movie does kind of an interesting thing. It's a stylized take on his fall and, you know, comeback story, I guess. But at the same time, it has Ethan Hawke playing Chet Baker in a movie about Chet Baker that was being sold to studios at the time. And so it goes from color to black and white. When it's in black and white, that is the old, that is the fake movie within the movie. Outside that, Ethan Hawke carries this. Like, I was surprised at how good he was in this. And this perhaps speaks to the structure of the movie and being influenced by jazz. This movie was okay and maybe a bit above average for the first 75 or 80% of it. But then the third act of this movie is very good and changed my entire opinion of this movie. I really liked it quite a bit.
I would think as an actor, too, you would jump at an opportunity to play a tortured soul who has the victories of performing on stage and musical success, yet tormented by the demons of addiction. And I would think it would be a good meaty role for anybody, but also a good meaty role for somebody to screw up, which apparently he didn't do.
I don't think so at all. And it's really a story that's he and his girlfriend, wife, fiance at the time. It's the two of them for, I'd say, 70, 75% of the time on screen. There are other characters that you'll get to know, but it's really just the two of them, and Ethan Hawke carries it and was really good. And for those of you who don't know, I guess Chet Baker's most famous song is probably Born to be Blue, the name of the movie, but his other really famous song is My Funny Valentine. He did a version of it where he's singing behind, this is it here. But you hear the voice.
Sweet comic Valentine.
It's this really breathy, kind of soulful voice. Ethan Hawke does all the singing in this. And wow, he sounds like Chet Baker. It was kind of surprising. So I really enjoyed it pretty much through the entire movie. And I gave it a 7 out of 10. I liked it quite a bit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Look at you.
This came out of nowhere. And what's really odd is this actually released, I think, on the coast, possibly in time for last year's awards. So I don't know that it'll get anything, but it's releasing here in St. Louis this week. At the end of April, in 3 weeks, Miles Ahead is releasing here. That's Don Cheadle's Miles Davis movie.
I saw a trailer for that, and boy, he looks just like Miles Davis.
Just like Miles Davis. It's really uncanny. But how odd that we haven't had a movie about a jazz trumpet player in how long, and within a month we get two here in St. Louis. It's just one of those weird things. But if you want to see something that's a little low-key before we get in all the summer blockbusters, I recommend you go see Born to be Blue.
I don't know if it's opening here, but Melissa Joan Hart in God's Not Dead 2, is that opening here?
I believe it is this week, and that is the, I don't know how they're going to make a sequel to the first one that starred Kevin Sorbo as a college professor.
You just don't get paid enough to go see a Melissa Joan Hart film, right? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. I watched God's Not Dead on DVD, and I don't think you could drag me to the sequel. So,
Natural Born Pranksters, another film on my list that opens today.
I think Tom's right. You make these things up.
I don't.
Natural Born Pranksters?
And it stars YouTube stars Roman Atwood, Dennis Rohde, and Vitaly Zadorvesky serve up the pranks that made them famous in their viral videos.
Well, there you go. I don't know how I missed that one.
Rated R. Movie news catching my attention. Tom Cruise telling Entertainment Tonight he will be in Top Gun 2.
Hey, there you go. That's exciting stuff.
Are we excited about that?
Two.
Well, why not? Why not?
We're also going to get Bad Boys 3 and Beverly Hills Cop 4. I kid you not.
Well, hey. Wow. Beverly Hills Cop, I don't think I'm excited for that, but the rest, go for it. Netflix got in on the April Fool's Day prank, so I've got this for you.
Who is John Stamos? What is John Stamos? Good question.
So this is the trailer for John Stamos, a human being, and it's written that way and pronounced that way. This is a fake trailer they produced. In fact, if you go to Netflix today, you will see things like action films that John Stamos enjoyed mostly. You'll see weird categories. They allowed John Stamos to sort of be their April Fool's prank. Sharknado 4 got announced. I'm nervous to say this because it's April Fool's Day. But it's Sharknado the Fourth Awakens, and it's July 31st. Yeah, so
do you like those?
I like all the stupid sci-fi movies. Like I think we talk about this. I've watched like Piranaconda and Mecha Octopus versus Ghost Shark was another one. That one was interesting. I've watched all those foolish
ones. That was a porn movie, Mecha Octopus. Wasn't
really?
It? I think, wasn't it?
We are in a children's hospital, Dan.
There you go.
Oh, can they hear?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw that one too. The music was outstanding.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, Colin Jeffrey, entertainment man. So a good film to go see this weekend, which we don't often hear this time of year.
But no.
Thank you much.
Thanks,
we'll see you back in the studio next week. Have a good weekend. It is the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon, and the Itner Architect Phone Bank is open as we try to do what we can to help raise funds that will all stay right here in St. Louis Children's Hospital and here at Cardinal Glennon, where we are, to help the families that are served and the almost 500,000 children that they service, every single year. That number blows me away. 500,000 kids through both of these hospitals, nonprofit hospitals as well. What blows you away, Dan?
29 calls. We need 26 before 6 o'clock. They gave us a call number of 55. They wanted us to have 55 calls by 6 o'clock.
During the course of the show?
Yeah.
With donations, not calls.
Yeah, with donations.
Saying,
no, not
you guys suck. I'm putting a CD on. I just wanted to call and tell you. That doesn't count.
No.
Those aren't the calls that count.
No.
But listen, if you would call in.
Peter Falk's been dead how many years now?
No, that wasn't Peter Falk. That was my John Carney.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Peter Falk is, pardon me, am I bothering you? Am I bothering you?
And what's the other one sound like?
John Carney. Hi, kids. John Carney here.
Yeah. We'll get him to stop if you call 855-776-5437. And one thing you might want to consider doing is becoming a KTRS Miracle Maker. And we talked to Kathy earlier, and she was one of the people that decided to do that. And that was with a monthly contribution of $20. You can do that, or you can make a one-time contribution. Or if you're listening at work, maybe challenge some of the people at the office and say, you know what, I'm going to call now. I'm going to donate $25. Who's with me? It all makes a difference, and it all goes to help these kids who, you know what, don't deserve what they're dealing with. The Itner Architect phone banks are open, 855-776-5437. This is important, kids. We would not do this. We would not suspend a full day of programming and bring this to your attention if it wasn't a serious matter. And we know, because we've been out before, we hear from our advertisers, we know how well you respond and how loyal you are to us the rest of the time, and we ask you to do it again one more time to help the kids. I know that sounds trite, but it could not be more true.
And it does, but I have to tell you that I have learned so much, and you are, with your son being a hemophiliac, you come here all the time. I had no clue at what this hospital, the Cardinal Glennon, does and what Children's Hospital does. I had to take my daughter to Children's one time when she was small for a high fever, and I was panicked just to take her to Children's Hospital for a high fever. But I can't even imagine coming in here and then the doctor coming out saying, your child has cancer, your child has kidney disease, your child has this, has that. I just can't even imagine. But I had no clue at what all these hospitals do to work with the kids and work with the families and all. It's pretty impressive.
You're also the person that we're trying to reach.
I know.
You know, who hasn't experienced this. And I'm happy for you. And because we are a family that receives services here, my son spent the first week or so of his life once we got out of a hospital at the NICU at Children's Hospital. I'm very familiar with the services. I'm very familiar with the bomb that hits a family when you're told that your kid has a debilitating disease. But I also know what these places can do to help these families get through it. And I say families because it's not just the medical support for the child. It is taking care of the siblings, you know, and giving them some attention and letting them know what's going on and that they matter. Telling the parents reassurance that it's going to be okay. Don't worry about the fact that you can't afford this treatment because we will cover the rest of it. Nobody's turned away for an inability to pay. And this can only be done through things like this and help from the Children's Miracle Network and our radio fund. So again, call the Itner Architect phone bank. I look down and just a couple of the seven women that we have, the phone lines are on those lines now. Love to hear from you. Anything you can do to help would be extremely appreciated. The Itner Architect phone bank number again, 855-776-5437. Take the opportunity and give us a call now, please.
And we're going to check some traffic right now. Check in with Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. They're working with this crash on eastbound 44. It's east of Berry Road. The two right lanes are blocked, and you're backed up to about Big Bend. You've got another crash, first of all, on westbound 40. Things are jammed up from Vandeventer out or from Grand out through McCausland. And then you've got an accident on the Boone Bridge that's blocking the right lane, so you're slow from Long Road, and then it's slow from Highway K all the way out through Highway 70. Eastbound 270 slows McDonald through 170. From Old Halls Ferry through Bell Fountain, eastbound 40 downtown, jamming from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then also you've got westbound 44 drivers slowing from Elm through Berry Road as they slow down to take a look at that crash in the opposite direction. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The signs are there.
Spring is just around the corner.
Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard.
But on what?
On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
What's wrong?
The bank won't give my business a loan.
Call Aquity. They'll get you the funding you need, up to $200,000 or more if you need it.
Yeah? What's the catch?
What?
They'll give me the money I need to grow my business. What's the catch?
No catch. You've been in business over a year, right?
Yeah.
You deposit $15,000 or more into your business checking account each month, right?
Easy.
Then you'll get the funding. I did it too. My credit score didn't even matter.
Wow.
Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah, right. The catch.
If you call today, you can have the money your business needs in your account within 24 hours.
Aha. Wait, did you say 24 hours?
When the banks say no, we say yes. Get the money you need to grow your business today. Call Aquity now and you could have the funding you need in your account in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-500-3717. 1-800-500-3717. That's 1-800-500-3717.
Henry and George are neighbors, surrounded by all the wonders of nature. Henry made a wise decision and called Terminix to protect his home against termites. Unfortunately, George didn't call Terminix. Terminix gave Henry a free termite inspection and protected his home from future termite invasions.
Oof.
But George didn't.
Uh-oh.
Don't be like George. Be like Henry and protect your home with Terminix, the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. Call 1-800-300-0322. With over 85 years' experience, Terminix will stop those damaging invaders in their tracks. And with our ultimate protection guarantee, we can also defend your home against future invasions and the damage they may cause. If they come back, so will we. It's your home, not theirs. For a free termite inspection, call Terminix at 1-800-300-0322. That's 1-800-300-0322.
Ultimate protection guarantee not available on every plan. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-5711. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini-CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-5711. Again, that's 1-800-500-5711.
The earnings tax hurts working people and keeps St. Louis from growing. A no vote on Proposition E phases this tax out over 10 years. A full decade is a long time. Families and small businesses never get so much time to figure out their budget. Our city leaders can find ways to replace the earnings tax. We could save money by modernizing our systems and cutting waste. On April 5th, vote no on Proposition E. 10 years is plenty of time. Paid for by Vote No on the E-Tax. Debbie Schneider, Treasurer.
Put your money where the miracles are.
Now, back to the KTRS Idner Architect 12 Hours of Miracles Radiothon. Brought to you in part by AD Lift Truck. All to raise money for the St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
I need you to pick up the phone.
To donate, call 855-776-5437.
These donations stay local.
That's 855-776-5437.
Do it now.
Here's the large morning show in the afternoon on KTRS.
Thank you, St. Louis.
John Carney filling in. Dan Strauss here. We are where we have been all day long at Cardinal Glennon, part of the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon, which continues until 6 o'clock, and our goal of 55 calls during this program. We get ever closer, 34 racked up thus far. Thank you for the support. Please continue to do so. And I looked down at the Edner Architect phone bank, and I was very excited that several of the ladies were on the phone until I realized they were on their cell phones.
What?
So probably not phone calls from you helping us, and I don't want to shame you into anything. But you know what? All of the money that we raise here today will go to Children's Hospital, will go to Cardinal Glennon. Even though Children's Miracle Network helps out hospitals all around the country, our efforts today will stay right here. And these are two nonprofit hospitals that service kids with unparalleled success with what they do and things that you wouldn't want to deal with. And hopefully your family doesn't. And because of that, look at it that way and think, you know what? We are very lucky. Let's help out somebody who isn't. Or if you're a family that does use the services, as we are, Liam goes downstairs. His hematologist's office is right below where we are sitting. And Cardinal Glennon has been a godsend to us. So I'm proud to be a part of the effort here. 855-776-5437, 855-PRO-KIDS. We'll get you through. We'll meet another kid in a second. Speaking of children, though, we're a little frantic at the Carney household because we're trying to figure out what to do with the monkeys when school is out, because you can only entertain them so much and they can only destroy the house so many times. So we're looking for camps, and we're a little late for some of the camps that we wanted because they got filled up. Another frustration as a parent, you've got kids whose tastes change from week to week. I'm into karate. No, I'm not. Now I want to take ballet. No, I want hip-hop classes. I think I want to play the trumpet. And then, but lunchtime, we're on to a completely different subject. So I tell you all of this as a frustrated parent in trying to find the right camp, that out in St. Charles, they have just that. And I was flipping through a magazine that I get called Play 2016, and it kind of lists some of the things going on in St. Charles all year. But I'm looking at summer camps, and there's taekwondo, there is an art class, there is a little chef's class, there is dance, there is gymnastics, there is baseball, there is t-ball. There's a full list on the website. Have a look. So not only will you get a little time to breathe this summer, you will expand your child's horizons with some interesting and new activities and experiences. The website, stcharlesparks.com, stcharlesparks.com, for more information and get your kids signed up for something this summer, just something fun happening out in St. Charles.
All right, I'm ready for this one.
Did you go to camp when you were a kid?
I did.
Really?
What I camp? Went to summer camp. Went to Coke Park in Florissant, and we had softball. I was the ping pong champion, buddy.
Did they, like, were you gone for, like, a week?
No. It was
a
just a day camp. Yeah, we would go home.
So you never had that experience of going away to camp where mom sewed your name in your underwear?
No. She still sewed my name in my underwear. Yeah.
You know, I went away to one of those camps, and my dad moved while I was gone.
Really?
So it was really kind of a rough experience because I came home and it wasn't our house anymore.
I actually know someone that happened.
No.
I swear it's a guy that my daughter goes to college with. He found out his parents were moving on Facebook. It's a horrible thing.
Oh, my. Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. Help us, please. And again, the phone number of the Itner Architect phone bank, 855-776-5437. Michael Wagner is with us. Michael, how are you?
Okay.
Just okay? Now you're going to be quiet and shy?
No, this is really, we are live on the radio now. He sat down and he put the headphones on and he could hear himself and we were all talking in the headphones and he was just like talking a blue streak.
First thing he said to me is, so a priest and a rabbi walk into a nightclub. Like, wait a minute, how old are you, Michael? How old are you, Michael?
11.
11, really?
Yes.
I would have guessed you were probably in your mid-30s. You're hired. How could you never laugh like... Oh, wait, you do laugh like that, Dan.
I do.
So, Cardinal Glennon, like our family, this is a place that you spend some time, huh?
Not that much. Well, yes. But I also spend a little bit of time outside Cardinal Glennon at this... At different hospital, but same right as Cardinal Glennon.
And so why do you come here?
Oh, the other hospital is Knights of Columbus.
Yeah? So why do you come here to the hospital?
To have blood work, to do this,
To do this, the interviews?
Yeah. And I think that's it.
And your momager is also alongside.
This momager?
Amy,
no,
hi.
Mom, no. You said you wanted to be on the radio.
Hi, momager.
Hi there. She said so.
So Michael does go down the street from the hospital.
Hey, I was going to say this. This is my story.
You'll get in.
You'll get in. Let your mom talk for a second, and then we'll let you take over.
Tell the whole story.
Well, then you tell the story. They were asking you.
Can you turn me back on? Because I don't think my microphone is working.
Well, hold off until the option for a movie. Michael, his diagnosis was an autism spectrum disorder.
Why hear that story? I could tell you.
What does that mean?
It means that I had a disability. It was pretty difficult because when we started. With this problem, we went from doctor to doctor looking for answers, but everyone said, he's a kid, he'll outgrow this every single time we look for an answer. Then finally, we found Knights of Columbus, And then we just been getting better and better at this thing. And we also found Colonel Glenn and Knights Columbus. And now I go to Knights Columbus every Wednesday to see my social skills doctor, Dr. Mike.
I think your social skills are intact. Dan Strauss is the one that can work on some social skills,
yeah.
Don't you think?
Well,
what do you think?
Well, Mike had some experience. We've been working on skills and improving my behavior and improving my listening and my controlling. We've just gotten so far since we started with this company, with this network. And it's just unbelievable how far we've gotten in just so years.
If we could just get you to come out of your shell, Michael.
Yeah.
Sadly, just he's so withdrawn. Michael's
By the way, I don't accept your social skills teaching.
Yeah, we all feel that way.
Oh, by the way, shout out to old can lovers. I hate cans.
We all feel that way
you
about
hate cans?
Jan.
Yes.
Okay.
This
mom,
is all going on the radio.
Wait, I'll can hide I, my can.
Hey, Michael, there. Can I ask your mom a couple questions? Do you
no,
mind?
No, I don't like her.
Come on, let me
ask. Oh.
And I told
you
her.
Too.
She told me she wouldn't be on the radio.
I hope you know the bus route because I think you may have just lost your ride. So, Mom, you have an extraordinary child there, by the way.
Yes. And we've had a very long and interesting journey with Michael. From the get-go, he wanted out before he was ready. I was on bed rest with Michael and had preterm labor with him. And from the time he was an infant, he kind of started out very unmotivated. And he wasn't meeting developmental milestones like most children or most infants do. By the time he was 16 months old, we had already seen a couple of doctors regarding his development, and were told that he would outgrow some of this, and he was a boy, and boys tend to develop a little bit slower than girls. But as years progressed, he continued to have developmental issues. He received the diagnosis of developmental encephalopathy when he was 3, which basically was that the wiring of his brain was different, and that he would continue to grow and develop. But as the years progressed, the gap has widened with him as far as social interactions and just overall development. We had no idea that the Knights of Columbus was here at Cardinal Glennon. We did go from doctor to doctor, some of the very best here in St. Louis, and got varying opinions about what to do with Michael and what therapies to try.
As Michael mentioned.
Yes. And we were referred here when he was 7 years old. And we've had an extraordinary journey over at Knights of Columbus. We work with a developmental pediatrician. We work weekly with a psychologist. We've enlisted the help of therapists, the social worker, the education specialist. The Knights of Columbus is wonderful. They work as a team, and they help children like Michael who have learning issues, developmental issues, and children that are on the autism spectrum.
I would think, too, the experience was similar to ours, where the initial diagnosis of my youngest with hemophilia was, oh, my God, what are we going to do? This kid's going to live in a bubble. Our life is over. We're going to have to dedicate all of our time and efforts to this child, and how are we going to take care of him? To now, I don't want to say it's more than a mild inconvenience, but life is fine, and you can now look at the perspective and count your blessings. And Cardinal Glennon, for me, as I'm sure for you and the Knights of Columbus, have been an integral part of making that transition.
Yes, a huge part, a very huge part.
That's awesome.
So we worked with the doctors for about a year before our diagnosis was actually given to Michael. And for a lot of parents, hearing that your child is on the autism spectrum, you know, it's devastating. For us, that was a blessing. It was really where our miracle was, that we finally had people that pieced every aspect of Michael's life together for us and his development for us. So when we heard those words, yes, we went through that period of, you know, kind of that grieving of what might Michael miss out on in life because of this, or what's going to be difficult for him. That lasted a very short amount of time.
Right. Oh, and you're also kind of happy, too, that you know what it is.
Yes,
and you
for
can,
sure.
And you can treat it.
For sure.
Indeed. Michael Wagner and his mom, Amy, spending some time to visit with us. Thank you for coming in. You are a riot. These kids are unbelievable. In a good way, of course.
There's something more I need to say.
Are you going to give the phone number?
No.
Well, you need to give the phone number. Here's the phone number right
here. After this, I need to say something to all the callers and all the people out there.
Okay. Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for supporting Children's Miracle Network, Carnal Glen, and Knights of Columbus. We appreciate all your donations and all of your help. And your donation will go to a great cause to help kids with a disability get through their hard times in life.
Beautiful.
And don't forget to call 1-855-776-5437 to make a donation.
Michael, thank you much.
Awesome.
All right, let's grab some traffic because I know Tim gets paid by the report. So
yeah,
there's money out of his pocket.
That's right. Go ahead, Tim. You give us some traffic here.
I can do that. We've got eastbound Highway 40 is narrowed down to three lanes east of Mason up through Highway 270, and that's causing delays all the way back to Chesterfield Parkway West. They have cleared the accident eastbound 44 at Berry Road, so things are looking a lot better there. Westbound 40 still slowing now from, it looks like, Compton out through Hampton, a little bit slow between Shrewsbury and Elm. This traffic report brought to you by Wix.com. Create your own free professional website with Wix.com. No text skills needed, and you could choose from hundreds of beautifully designed templates. Get your business online today for free at Wix.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
St. Charles Office Furniture has current openings for a warehouse manager and a furniture salesperson at our Wright City warehouse. If you're looking for a permanent position in the furniture sales industry, look no further than St. Charles Office Furniture. We're looking for a warehouse manager and a furniture salesperson at our Wright City warehouse. Call Selena at St. Charles Office Furniture today at 314-266-9083.